All right, I think we have our technical issues licked. Let's try one more time to welcome Oliver Stone here to America's Radio News. Sir, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
It's a pleasure to welcome you. First off, we have a lot of ground to cover. We're fortunate enough to have you here an extended period of time. So let's start off with your latest offering. Of course, we all know the storied movies of Platoon, Born on the 4th of July, and many others, but your latest offering is Savages. I have to admit, a very interesting premise, pot growers running up afoul against Mexican drug cartels. Tell us more.
Well, it's based on a book by Don Winslow, and it came out in bestseller in 2010. And it's an interesting mixture of character, thriller, and love story. A girl lives with two boys in Laguna, Blake Lively, and two young men, and she thinks they can share equally. They live a paradisical life. The movie shows the beaches and the surf of Southern California, and then into that comes one of the Mexican cartels. It puts pressure on them for a partnership. That leads to a lot of mayhem and difficulties, kidnappings, some treachery. There are six major characters in the movie, and they all kind of do a dance around each other. And I think each one of them changes in a very interesting, dramatic way.
Well, now, I know this is based on a novel, but it would seem that there are some elements of this story, as with many of the stories that you do, that seem to have some truth to them. I read a recent review of the flick that said Oliver Stone, if nothing else, is a filmmaker who will tell the stories that no one else will. Do you agree with that? Do you feel like you take on the topics that are hard for a lot of people to deal with, and why do you choose the movies that you do?
This is a fiction. I'm not trying to be a journalist and rip off the headlines. This is something that could potentially happen, the drug wars of Mexico and the United States. And the United States drug war has been going on since 1971. That's 41 years now, and it hasn't worked. And the Mexican drug war has escalated with something like 50,000 homicides since 2006. So it's a pretty awful situation. I think most American people don't follow it in detail. This is a ride with that background, you see. But it's not, I can't say it's like a documentary that goes into the details of it. It just shows you the background and these six people who are fleshed out by Salma Hayek and Benicio del Toro and John Travolta and Blake Lively and Taylor Kitsch and Aaron Johnson are inside that framework. That's really to be fair.
That's quite a cast. And let's talk a little bit about the premise. You mentioned the fact that drug war not really worked. And this movie explores the potential of what could happen if we continue to go down this road. Do you think that drug war is a war worth fighting anymore?
Oh, personally, no. I think they're futile, and it's like the war in Afghanistan or the war in Iraq or the war in Vietnam, for that matter, because that's when it started, really. I think it's useless and very it absorbs enormous amount of our wasted money to chase the narcotics. At the same time, they imprison people all over this country. We have the biggest prison population per capita in the world, and 50% of those crimes in federal prison are drug-related and nonviolent. So we continue to feed a cycle of money. You know, when, if you remember correctly, George Soros, the billionaire, when he tried to pass a reform initiative for marijuana here in California years ago, the prison guards union put up the most money to oppose it.
Hmm.
So there's so many vested interests, as there always is when you fight a war.
And you yourself served in Vietnam, and you've been quoted as saying that you actually used marijuana there to sort of deal with it better, to just deal with the whole situation. Is that true? Can you elaborate?
I think I'm not giving you any surprise news. It was
Platoon. Yeah.
You know, in Platoon, I showed that it has a human side, and it's very much a relaxant and hardly dangerous. I mean, I saw a lot of combat. I never saw any instance when somebody who was marijuana impaired hurt the platoon or hurt anyone else. In fact, we never used it really in the field. It was more outside the field as a way to cool off from a very stressful and inhuman situation. I think a lot of people who did this hurt people, and that's a big thing. You know, I made a big point of it in Platoon.
Oliver Stone is our guest right now. Of course, the iconic film director, and you know you have quite a body of work, and I'm not going to ask you to criticize anybody else, because I don't know you would do that anyway, but I want you to take on this concept if you can. I just saw a trailer the other day for Total Recall, the remake of the Arnold Schwarzenegger flick. And the criticism has been leveled out there about Hollywood. There's nothing original anymore. And as a guy who has made a career of doing the stuff that nobody else really wants to tackle, do you think there's some validity to that, that we're not getting anything new out of Hollywood these days?
Well, you know, it is an industry, a business, and it follows trends. And it has to make an audience that's very demanding and very, to some degree, jaded by so much television and internet activity. You know, it's safe. And people want sometimes just to feel that they are seeing something that they're familiar with and they can relax with and eat popcorn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, or they can make out during the movie. So I don't know that they're what I would call, you know.
Well, that's a big part of it.
For what it is. And I don't blame them. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, we need to relax. We have hard lives. So, yeah, but I just don't, it's not what I do. You know, some people find my films and it's always a struggle. Always a struggle, but I think if they watch Savages, it's going to be worthwhile.
Yeah, as we said, your body of work, it gets into a lot of controversial issues. JFK, Nixon, World Trade Center, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. Those are just some of the movies that you have undertaken, and you're never shy about giving some political views, so we're fortunate enough to hold you over here through the break. Come back, and we will ask Oliver Stone about the current state of politics here in the United States. Make sure you stay with us here. It's America's Radio News.